the Business on RTE Radio 1 with Bank of Ireland, supporting businesses during National Enterprise Week this November 14th to 21st.
Well, we all know that going to the doctor can be an expensive outing, but a new business, Web Doctor, has been launched to give access to cheaper repeat prescriptions. Here to tell us more is co-founder Oisin Kim. Oisin, take us from the start here. How does Web Doctor work?
Well, effectively, people come to our website. They enter in a secure, confidential online form. The form is then reviewed by one of our doctors. Our co-founder, Dr. Sylvester Mooney, basically has set a questionnaire that outlines the sets of questions that are important and critical to that particular treatment. The doctor reviews the treatment to make sure that it's medically safe to dispense. And if suitable, the person is posted out a prescription for their medication that they can take to any Irish pharmacy in the way you would normally.
So for what sort of products and for what sort of patients will this be suitable?
For patients, it's across the entire board. It's really, it's anyone who values convenience because basically our site is available 24/7. You can fill this in from home, from work, from the train. In terms of the treatments, currently we offer the contraceptive pill, erectile dysfunction treatments such as Viagra, etc. We plan to expand the offering early next year in terms of medical treatments, and we've had huge interest in a video consult where basically a patient can have a face-to-face with a doctor. That'll come late in 2016.
And how much are you looking to cut the fees by?
We're currently running an offer where we're basically providing the service for €10. Longer term, we expect the price to be €25. We launched very silently a couple of weeks ago. And since then, we've helped a couple of hundred patients and we're seeing huge uptake. We've done zero marketing bar a simple Facebook ad, just purely by word of mouth and the fact that we're a young Irish company that we're backed by humans. Mm. I think the...
But we're dealing with prescriptions here and we're dealing with prescription medication. What's the legal and regulatory framework? In other words, how can you do this remotely and ensure that the right medicines end up only in the right hands?
So basically, the medical decisions that are made by a human who is a doctor. And that doctor must actually be registered with the Irish Medical Council. So all the doctors that treat patients on our site are fully registered with the IMC. The IMC has issued guidelines for what is described as telemedicine. So medicine supported by these type of means. And in our case, we basically have a very, very strict set of criteria that determines whether we can actually safely treat somebody or not. That's actually decided by the doctor.
Is this something, though, that would be happening in practice to a certain extent anyway? I mean, if you do need a repeat prescription every month or every couple of months, I presume there are doctors who will give a prescription with a phone call or will give one by post.
For us, I guess, we're aware of, you know, anecdotal and, you know, messages and stories that have come out that basically people will get a repeat prescription without actually seeing a doctor. And there are very few medical treatments that are safe to do without having a consultation. So, for example, you know, we ask a set of questions that should be asked on every single script. For example, a person's weight. If that fluctuates over time, a treatment that they've been dispensed in the past may no longer be medically suitable. So, you know, the contraceptive pill is not medically safe in certain conditions if a person's BMI is above 35.
Their body mass index.
The body mass index. So that's just one of the simple business rules that we have at the back end that basically determine, you know, this will give the doctor a flag to say this person's BMI is over a certain level. They're not medically safe to have the certain treatments. And so our back end gives the doctors hints.
From the number of patients you've dealt with so far, say then, how many of those would you have had to reject based on the criteria that you just outlined to us there?
Approximately 20% of the patients have been declined.
So it's a relatively high decline rate.
Absolutely.
You have a couple of doctors on board, as you say, and one of your co-founder, obviously, is a doctor, so that helps. But what's the reaction been like from GPs in general? Have you had much, or from the Irish Medical Organisation?
Well, we've had an interest because I guess we have a plan to build up a network of doctors across Ireland. So one of the things we want to do is that if the person is not suitable for treatment on our system, we'd like to recommend the person go to a particular doctor, and we'd like to get basically a group of doctors to agree to be in our network.
And if something, God forbid, was to go wrong, I mean, is that something that you need insurance against? Is there medical liability there, or how does that work?
Yeah, so basically every medical decision is made by a doctor, and when a script is signed, it's signed by that doctor, and that doctor basically is not just registered with IMC, but also fully insured. our clinical director, Dr. Mooney, valid, you know, reviews each doctor for these types of things.
And is this an idea that will only work in Ireland given the particular circumstances here, or do you think it's something that could work elsewhere if it proves a success in the Irish market?
It's absolutely transportable. So I think we've already looked at the European market for expansion. There are a number of obvious places that we can go to. But yeah, I think there are definitely local regulations. There are, you know, for us, I think we would want to have a presence in that country, a physical presence. I think what we want to build is a sustainable business and one that's based on quality and care. I think that the doctors basically already that we have really, really give the highest quality medical care. And I think if we launch in any other market, we will basically... We'll work hard to find doctors of the same caliber and with the same ethics and with the same level of care. So, yeah, we plan to expand.
Oisin Kim, founder of WebDoctor, thank you.
Thanks very much.